John 17. The Lord has given us so many means to comfort us, hasn't He? Singing these hymns and His Word. Heavenly gifts, our help. Read with me verses 1 through 3. These are the only verses we're going to look at. Thought about dealing with all of it, but no way. These words spake Jesus, lifted up His eyes to heaven, said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee. As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. One way that we know this is God's Word is that so much is said in one line, in one phrase, full of infinite wisdom. Men can't do that. They can't speak great things in a few words. That's why people talk so much. The power of God is His Word. Power of God. One way you know it's His Word is it's His power. He can take one word. Charles Spurgeon said the Lord saved him through one word. Look. Look, word of His power, these words, if He's pleased, God is pleased, He can give life with the Word. Live. Let there be light. And this is His Word. Yeah, it is. And one can know God, whom He said, you'll never die. You know God, you'll never die. Pass from death unto life. This is life eternal. Verse 3. Ask me one verse of Scripture in the Bible that tells us what it is to be saved, what eternal life is. It's what our Lord said here. This is life eternal. We'll sum it up in a few words. This is what it means to be saved. This is what it means to never die. This is what it means to have life that will never end. This is what it means to have life more abundant. Peace, joy, love, all these things. This is life eternal, verse 3, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. This is life eternal, our Lord said, to know Thee. But that doesn't mean in your head. I knew, heard, and knew about, and believed in my head about the only true God. The sovereign God. There's only one. God who is God. And Christ. I heard, believed in my head, I knew in my head who Jesus Christ is, was, why He came, what He did, who He did it for. And our Lord here is talking about, not talking about just in your head. That's able to make thee wise unto salvation. But what He's talking about is to know Him like you don't know me, I don't know you until we commune with one another, until I reveal my innermost thoughts to you and you to me, and we become intimate acquaintances of. You really don't know somebody till you live with them. You know that? You don't. Think you do, but you don't. And this is exactly what He's saying. Like Adam knew his wife, and the two became one. God comes.
and plants his seed and give life.
I'm getting way ahead of myself. But this is what it means for God to come and reveal himself to you. Because no man knoweth the Father. You can't even by searching find out God. No man knoweth, 1 Corinthians 2. No man knoweth the things of God. Neither can he know them. They're foolishness. God has to reveal himself. Right? It's just so. I won't know you unless you're pleased to introduce yourself to me and come to me and make your abode with me. That's what he's saying. This is eternal life, that they may know thee. Hear from God. Come to know him. Oh, how many vain beliefs there are of God. So many people say they know God, don't they? No. God's revealed in his scripture. And he reveals himself. And Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Who is Jesus Christ? There are as many thoughts and ideas and notions just about as there are people. But all of God's people know him one way. They know the same one. Why? He's come to you and revealed himself to you. Isn't that what we read there? He said that they might know me and I know them, and we're one. That we're all we know each other, like family knows family, like nobody else does. Jesus Christ. All right. He says this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God. And this is the way it's such a mystery. What I'm doing right now, that the world calls foolishness. I'm just a man. That's all I am. Just a voice you're hearing. You're hearing a man's voice. But you know what? And I didn't say this, God did. That he speaks through men. He takes this word. He that hath my word, let him speak it faithfully. And amazingly, mysteriously, he said, if you don't hear him, I'm not going to speak to you. Didn't it? Amazingly, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, men. But the excellency of the power, life-giving power, is God's, his voice, his word. And it's so amazing. And how you'll know is man stand up, speak, and preach to you. When it's all over, you've heard from God. You know I'm not talking about myself. I know it's so. That man was my earthly father. He just my father. That's my dad. I've known him. But one day, God spoke to me. To him. I remember listening, thinking, that's not my dad speaking. And that's amazing. That's how you know. That's how you know that God. That's how you know. How you know. And this is what we hear. This is this message here. These two things. This is what God uses. This is how you were given life. This is how you who know God, who know Christ, this is what you heard. The first thing you heard, John Sheasley, was who God is, didn't you? You thought you knew God, didn't you? Earlene, y'all thought you knew God, didn't you? Nancy, you thought you knew God. Roberta, didn't you? Everybody thinks they do. Well, we got a Bible, we can read about him, can't we? Sure, I know God. You believe God? Well, sure I do. I'm not no atheist. Now, you found out, didn't you? That you didn't know God. And he had to reveal himself to you. Like God said in Isaiah 50, Psalm 50, thou thoughtest, thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as yourself. False preachers, and in your mind, you thought God was just like you. He said, thou thoughtest that I was a man like you. I'm going to set it in order before you. You're going to know me, God said, the true God, the only true God, and who my son is and why he came. This is salvation. Nobody knows God who believes this God who's not God. Christ said that. Nobody knows God who says they were saved under preaching of a God who wants to, tries, fails, can't, loves everybody, and people in hell whom he loved, and Christ died for all of them, didn't accomplish a thing. That's a false gospel. Anybody believes that's lost. No, none of God's people believe anything like that. It's altogether different. And you finally come, when God reveals himself to you, you realize, I didn't know God. I'm going to give you three witnesses, okay? By the mouth of three witnesses, you're going to hear who God is. We're going to hear from Moses, we're going to hear from Isaiah, and we're going to hear from David. And these are three solid witnesses. Deuteronomy 32, Stan. Deuteronomy 32. Sister Irene, when I asked some time ago if there are any passages that y'all wanted me to preach from, she said Deuteronomy 32 and Jeremiah 30. Well, I preached from Jeremiah 30. But Deuteronomy 32, those that know God love this. Those that don't, don't. Deuteronomy 32:39. Deuteronomy 32:39. See now that I, this is God speaking, I am He. There is no God with me. Small g. You see that? Small G-O-D. Nobody has any power whatsoever anywhere over anything but me. I kill. I make alive. If anybody dies, God killed him. If anybody lives, whoever's born, God gave him life. If they're born again, God gives him life. Whoever's healed, I wound. Whoever gets sick, God sent him. Is that right? Now, people, this is all our hope, all our peace, all our comfort. The world hates this. But it's so. And you know, they're forsaking their own mercy. How could you have any peace whatsoever? How could you have any comfort whatsoever? How could you have any hope whatsoever if God doesn't reign? I mean, over everything. Over a germ. A germ will kill you. I am God. Verse 39. I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. That's Moses. All right? Psalm 115. Go over there. Psalm 115. People, this is, our Lord said, this is life eternal. This is what it means to be saved. This is what God reveals to us, how He makes Himself known to us first. That I am God. I'm your God. You're in my hands. Your very breath is, and everything about you. And Psalm 115, verse 3, they asked David, didn't they? They asked David, where's your God, David? We have ours. He's the God of our imagination. He does what we let Him. Does this sound familiar? Our God only does what we let Him. And He wouldn't do anything that we didn't agree with to violate our free will. What about your God, David? Verse 3, our God, capital G, is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. He hath done, He is doing, and He shall do. Not what men let Him. Not if men cooperate with Him. But exactly what He's purposed. He's not going to change it. Known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. And nothing and no one can stop it. And I'm glad, because His will and His perfect, His will and His purpose is perfect. And He doesn't change. And I'm so glad. Aren't you glad it's my salvation? If He said, I'll do it, I'll do it. If He said, you trust me, you can trust Him. If He said, you believe on my Son, I'll give you life. Lord, I believe. I'll do it. See, this is not just predestination. This is predestination. He's predetermined everything that's ever happened. Isn't that comfort? Whatever happens. And we don't know why it happens, when it happens. But God does. Because He purposed it. In His all-wise purpose and concerning all things, everything. We're looking at the back of a tapestry. We're looking at the back of this mosaic, this tapestry. And they all look like unjoined, chaos. But every now and then He'll turn it in this Word and show us a face. It all comes together. Oh, I see. Gabe and I were talking about these. You ever seen these pictures that is all sorts of stuff and there's a picture hidden in the picture? You ever seen those? There was one in my dentist's office one time over the chair. Drove me crazy. They said there's something in that. Tell me what it was. I forget. And I never could see it. Have you done that? Well, some people never do. They'll never see in this. They'll never see in this. It just looks like chaos. Evil and man, evil things and good things and bad things and devils and this and that. They don't have a clue. We do. The Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we might know Him that is true, and we're in Him that is true. This is eternal life. And this is the true God and eternal life. Isaiah. Let's hear him. Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45. How many verses do we go to in Isaiah? Tell us of the true God. I asked the Lord, give me a message to somebody who's never heard of God and never doesn't know God that might know God. At least hear it from God's Word. And these are things that bless God that we've heard and believe about God. Isaiah 45, verse 5. I am the Lord. That's Jehovah. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is none else. I am sovereign ruler, controller, creator, sustainer over all things. There is no God beside me. And the name God means eternal being. It means He's not flesh. He's not mortal. Doesn't change. The name God, the title God means creator. He's the one that created everything. The name God, the title God means sovereign. I mean absolutely sovereign over everything. If He's not absolutely sovereign, He's not capital G. Oh, death. All right. I am God. There is no God beside me. Verse 5. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they might know from the rising of the sun, a people from the east to west, that there's none beside me. I am the Lord. There is none else. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. But, Paul wrote Romans 9. I almost preached from Romans 9. That tells us who God is, doesn't it? I am God. I'm the potter, he said. You're the clay. God said, I will show mercy. That makes him God. On whom I will. Whom I will, I harden. And people were saying, but. Go ahead. But. It's still so. Still suffer. God's people don't butt. Goats butt. You know that? Goats butt. You know what sheep do? You know what God's people do? They bow. They bow. They believe. I'm God. There's none else. All right? To have life is to know the only true God. And, our Lord said, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now we're going to talk, God is not only holy. What's the first and foremost and chief attribute and character of God? What proves that God is God, the God of the Bible, the true God, more than anything else? Somebody give me one word that declares the true God over all these false gods today. One word. Somebody. Anybody. Holy. What would the world say? If you ask the world, if you go out there in the world, if I'm preaching this message, if I'd ask the world, you know what? You know what they said. Love. Then why is there a hell? Why is there death? Why is there evil? You cannot answer those questions with love. You can't. God love everybody? Then why are people in hell? You don't do that to people you love. God doesn't either. Why? He's holy. Why is God going to destroy the world if all He is love? You can't answer that question. If you ever find out He's holy, you know what that'll do? The fear of the Lord. Perfect love casts out fear. But the first thing you find out about God is He's holy. And I'm not. And He will by no means clear the guilty. That's what He said. I am God. I will by no means clear the guilty. I'm just. I'm a just God. Isaiah 55. And a Savior. But He can't be a Savior without being a just God. Do you know the answer to this question? Everyone that knows God does. How can God be just? How can God be holy? How can God punish sin? He said, I must. I hate it. I love righteousness. How? And let a sinner go free. Do you know the answer to that? Sure you do. Sure you do. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Now our Lord in these verses, in a few words, tells us what it means to know Jesus Christ. Who He tells us about Himself and His Word. Stay with me, please. It doesn't get any better than this. It really doesn't. These words spake. This is Christ's words. I can't make you stay with me. I just can't do it. Spirit of God, please. Please. Get a hold of these people. Get a hold of my mouth. And get a hold of their hearts. And God help us all. This is salvation. This is comfort. This is peace. This is life. Our children will be saved by this. Yes! We'll be saved from despair. We'll be saved from turmoil. We'll be saved from fear. We'll be saved. We'll be kept from evil. Please, Lord. We'll be saved from sin. We'll be saved from the evil one. These words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes, verse 1, to heaven. Who? Jesus. But this is not just Jesus, people. The world just knows a man named Jesus. But if you ever come to find out who this is, you won't call Him that anymore. That's a fact. Nobody that knows Him calls Him that. Ask Thomas. Ask Thomas when he finally found out who this Jesus was. He fell at His feet. People argue all the time it was a matter of doctrine. No, it's not. It's life. We're talking about the difference between eternal life and being dead in your sin. We're talking about the difference between light and darkness. We're talking about being one of God's sons and being a son of the devil. All taught of God. What are they taught? Who Christ is. And Thomas found out. Christ revealed himself. He hit his knees and he said, "My Lord and my God." That man who walked this planet was not just a man. It's without controversy, Paul said. Doesn't matter what anybody said. Go ahead and argue if you want. It's without controversy. Great is a mystery, though, but it's true. God was manifest in the flesh. God became a man. The creator of this world walked in this world. That baby in that woman's arms was not her child, though it was. It was her father. I don't understand that. That's what makes him God. You can't understand him. If you have a God you can understand, he's no better than you. He's no different to you, no more powerful than you. This man who came, how did you get that out of that? He lifted his eyes toward heaven. We're told to bow our heads. And he called him Father. We bow our heads, don't we? That's scriptural. We bow our heads in shame. We bow our heads in humility and guilt and shame. We bow our heads in absolute submission to God, asking, pleading. This man is telling God what he wills. He's asking, yes, said his son, but didn't he stand down there? I will. That this is what I will. And we can't say that. He must be much higher than us. He lifted up his eyes. Father, he said. Father. Now, people, God is not the father of all mankind. Romans 9 clearly tells us that. Scripture tells us that. God is not the father of all men. Our Lord said one time to some Pharisees, he said, "You're of your father, the devil." People argue that and say that, but they're not arguing with us or John Calvin. They're arguing with Christ. And he called God his Father. Why? Because he's the only begotten Son of God. Meaning, he's the express image of God. That means he is God. Not less than God. Let me try to explain this. He had no beginning. He was with the Father in the beginning, Proverbs 8 says, but he had no Father. He had no beginning of days. He's the eternal one, equal with the Father. Like the Holy Spirit, three separate persons, but all one, all God, all sovereign, all things. Okay? But in Him, Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead in the body. We're flesh. God became flesh. There's not enough time. There's just not enough time for this, is there? Just thousand. Why? Show us how to live. No, we're dead. He said, "I'm come that they might have life." They're dead. Where am I? I'm here. He came and said, "As a seed, a corn of wheat falleth into the ground and dieth and brings forth fruit. If they remain by himself, wouldn't bring any fruit. He came that I might have life, die that we might live. Die under the wrath of God's judgment against sin. The soul that sinneth it shall surely die. God laid on him the iniquity of us all. God made his soul an offering for sin. Without shedding blood, there's no remission of sin. All through this scripture is the story of redemption through Christ and Christ alone. Not by works of righteousness which we have done according to God's mercy. He saved us through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. The law was never given to give life, but to prove sin. And Christ came and He fulfilled, it's all through here. He said, I've glorified you. I've glorified you. Man hasn't. You've come far short of the glory of God.
Sound like Tom right now, don't we? We had the same preacher.
Brother Tom got up and he's quoting the whole Bible. This is a big story, you see. The Christ came not to show us how to live, but to give life. We're dead. Look at this, verse 2. He says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. That he should give eternal life. He said, Father, verse 1, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son. The hour of his crucifixion. The hour of salvation completed by Christ on the cross. And everyone that has life knows that. They know. All I can do is just tell it. But Christ came to glorify God. Because we haven't. And if we're going to be with Him, we've got to keep His law. And we can't. But He did. And He imputed that. We've got to pay for our sin. Either in hell, or Christ paid for it. He did. How do I know? You believe Him? You trust Him? It's done. Isn't that good news? Not do, done. Who by? Him. That's why He was sent. Sent the Holy Spirit to bear witness of Him whose life. And verse 2 says, and I hope I'm not rambling here, verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. Who is Jesus Christ? Well, he's God. And he has power over all flesh. This is the truth men hate. People hate this. This is why they tell people everywhere, Jesus, you know, wants to and can't, tries and fails, and you've got to let him do this and let him do that. That's another Jesus. That's a false Jesus. Barnard used to say, he can't save a flea. The Pharisees said, he can't save himself. Didn't it? If he's God, let him save himself and us. You know why that he didn't save himself. Don't you? You know that perfectly. Because he said, what shall I say? Father, deliver me from this hour? No, for this cause came I unto this hour. If I save myself, nobody will be saved. But if I give myself, everybody I do it for will be saved. And that's the glory of God's Son. And He did this to the glory of the Father. And God gave him a name which is above every name for doing this. What? He says, everybody, you call my Son Lord. Unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever. He's God. God. He has power, verse 2, over all flesh. Over all flesh. I was going to turn back to John 8 and we're going to read dozens of scriptures. Where he said to these Pharisees, and they said, who are you? He said, the same that I said in the beginning. Who? The one on the mount that Moses asked, who are you? And I said, I am. They said, you're not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? He said, before Abraham was, I am. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, he saw it. I'm the one that spoke to him. I am. That I am. And he said, if you believe not that I am, you'll die in your sin. But if you believe that I am, this is life eternal. That they might know me, the only true God. And Jesus Christ. I am God. He thought it not robbery, you see, to be equal with the Father. It's through people then. It throws people now. Nobody will ever believe it. People don't like it. They despise and reject Him for it. It's still true. But all of His people, He reveals to Himself who He is. He said to His disciples, they said, "Show us the Father." He said, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." He said, "Do you not believe the works I do? No man can work the works I do except God." He said, "If you don't believe me for the work, believe me for the words I said." No man spake like this man. He spoke, and it was life. He spoke, and it came back from the dead. He spoke, lepers healed. He spoke, and somebody of the sick of the palsy all their life got up. He spoke, blind men saw, deaf men hear, just with a word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word what was God. All things were created by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. This Jesus Christ is our Creator. He's the Father and the Son, but two different persons. You say, "I don't understand." You know what? I don't either. But I believe. But let me give you an illustration, okay? And please understand me that I'm not ascribing to myself or my Father anything of God whatsoever. Any greatness, goodness, sovereignty, anything like that. But I think this is a good illustration. Because our Lord said that the words that I speak not of myself, but the Father. Don't you believe the Father's in me? This is what He said. And I am the Father. He that has seen me hath seen the Father. But you're just a man.
I'm just as much God as God is, though a man. Equal with the Father.
Let me give you this illustration, okay? I have a Father. And you know Him. All right? And I'm His offspring. I'm His offspring. And I was with Him in the beginning. I was. I've been with Him from the beginning. I was in His loins. All right. And then there was a time when I was made flesh. I came from Him. All right. And I've been with Him. I grew up with Him. Isn't this Proverbs 8? I grew up with Him and knew Him and know Him now. If you want to know Him, you know who you need to ask? Right? Who better to know Him than the Son? I grew up with Him. And you know what? He and I are just alike. Just alike. Someone said, "No, you're not." And then you don't know Him. Someone actually said this to my wife in derision of me. Someone that doesn't like me, doesn't receive me, rejects me, despises and rejects me. That's all right. Like I said, I'm just a man. So is he. Another man's son. But I thought about this. I thought, you can't receive the Father and reject the Son. You can't do it. And if that person knew my Father, she'd know that we're just alike. We've got the same methods. We've got the same message. We've got the same ways. We've both been given the same message. The Lord gave Him a people to pastor over, and they became His people, and He became their pastor. The Lord's done the same thing for me. Same thing for me. And if you want to know, I tell you who else to ask. Let's ask somebody else in here who would know what he's like and what I'm like. Mother, are we just alike? Nobody knows that better. The one that's with Him, the Holy Spirit, you said. Take, and please, I think this is a pretty good illustration. This is what the Lord said, all right? And they said, "You're just a man." I said, "No. I'm just as much God as He is. I'm just as much man as He is. I'm on the same mission. I got the same purpose. I got the same word. I've got the same people. And Can God make someone who is submitted to and under the Father submit to and be under and believe the Son? Let me ask you, Tammy. Was he your pastor?
Yes, sir.
Am I your pastor?
Yes, sir.
Is it the same message?
Absolutely.
Are we similar?
Yes.
That's just the way it is. And some love the Son who love the Father. And some don't. But that's all right. That's all right. Christ said, I have a people. And it's miraculous and it's amazing. I think that's a pretty good illustration. That's exactly what the Lord said. They said to him, you're just a man. And they despised and they rejected him. And he said, if you're not going to hear from God. God doesn't love you if you don't love me. Didn't he? And you don't love God. You don't love Christ. If you don't love God, he's not going to love you. So he has power over all flesh. God has made him Lord over all, angels, men, devils, his enemies, everybody, and the elements. Oh my. The Lord came and the winds and the waves obeyed him. They said, what manner of man is it? Devils obeyed him, had to ask him permission. The true Christ of Scripture is Lord over devils. They can't do a thing except what he allows them to do and directs them to do. That's right. It's not that Satan has power and Jesus has power and they're battling together and we hope Jesus wins. Oh, no. The devil does exactly what Jesus Christ allows him to do. So I don't believe that.
And you're not of God.
All God's people do. No. So I believe God's that way, but I don't believe Jesus is. No. They're the same. They're the same. Power over all flesh. Verse 2. That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Who has eternal life to give? John said, God hath given us, this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life. That's what 1 John 5:11 said. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. Christ said that me, Christ, should give eternal life, that he should give it. Now who has it? He does. Who? God, the Father, the Son. Yes. They're the same. Equal in power. Mine are thine, thine are mine. He said. He has eternal life. Now, what does that say about all these fellows out there saying that he's offering this and offering that and he wants you to be saved and you must accept? That's not Christ. Christ said you must be born again. Christ said that to a Pharisee, a religious fellow. Not accept life. He must give you life. I am come to give life. And he said this in John 10. I give unto them eternal life. I give it. It's mine to give. All judgment's mine. Life is mine. I have the keys of hell and death. It's mine to give. I give it to whom I will. Because I'm God. That's what Christ said. I give unto them eternal life. All right, verse 2 says, to as many as thou hast given him. Three things Christ has that proves him to be God. He has all power over all flesh. Life is in his hands to give to whom he will. And all people are in his hands. All souls are mine, he said. I give unto them eternal life. As many as God gave him. God gave him an elect people before the world began. And Christ came down to die for them. Not everybody, but his people. As their substitute. The second Adam. The seed. And everybody that came from him is saved. Every single person Christ died for is saved. Every one of the God's elect found in Christ. And you don't put yourself there. Of God are you in Christ. the law of God is made unto us. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, salvations of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're in Christ, God put you there. You didn't put yourself there. And Christ, if you're saved, because Christ came down here to save you. If you're kept, because He keeps you. If you're accepted by God, God accepts you because of Christ. That's plain enough. As many as thou hast given me. So this is life eternal. This is life eternal. If you have life, you know, you believe, you bow, you confess, you confess. You go out and start telling people, like the woman at the well. It's not this the Christ. She didn't know Him before. She didn't care. Why does she know Him now?
He came to her. He knew her. He spoke to her. He revealed her sin. He opened her eyes. He put His Word in her heart. And she went skipping and jumping out of there. All her sins were gone. And she went telling everybody, this is the Christ. This is the Christ. Because He lives, you live. God the Father, and He's your life. Listen to Him. I close. If you have life, you know, you believe, you bow, you confess, you love the Son as you do the Father. You follow Him, you believe Him, you trust Him, you serve Him, you talk about Him, you talk to Him. You look to Him like a little child looks to Him. God can't be seen. You can't see God. We never will. Never will. The Son, He hath declared. He is God. Your Father. You talk to Him. You keep His commands. You're waiting on Him to come back. Told you to wait. He's come. And because He lives, you live. And He's now your life. He's your all. He's your Father. He's your husband. Christ is your brother. He's your friend. He's your food. He's your drink. He's your joy. He's your all. Is He? Let me ask you, is He? Oh, blessed art thou. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. But my Father is in heaven. Because God gave you to Him. And He came to save you. And He's given you life. Bless the Lord. Okay. Let's sing in closing. Number 16. Number 16 in closing. Sheriff, you'll come. Hymn number 16. Let's stand. Hymn number 16.